With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights here on MPB Think Radio, and also streaming tonight, Dr. Dave, up in Boone, North Carolina. Will Watson getting our spreadsheets for us tonight. All of us, Noah and Joel. Joel will be along at 11:30 for Crazy Eights, and we'll find out about eight-man football. And so got a lot to talk about. We also got one of the good feel-good stories for the year, and it's about Heidelberg High School. But a lot of people in this room don't even know where Heidelberg is. We're going to have their head coach on because it's a great story. All right, let's go to George, who's got some scores for us before we go back to the phones.
Okay, Russo, give you some scores from tonight. It was Brandon over Northwest Rankin, 50-48, one of the high-scoring games of the night. Oxford edged Grenada 19-17. D'Iberville beat Harrison Central 25-14. It was Oak Grove defeating Pearl at Pearl 36-25. Ocean Springs remains undefeated. They beat a good Gulfport team 46-14 tonight. Olive Branch over Lewisburg 30-14. Pascagoula beat St. Martin 50-38. It was South Haven over DeSoto Central 41-7. Clinton edged Tupelo 17-14. Brookhaven beat Natchez 49-20. Lake Cormoran edged Columbus 34-33. That's some Ooh. Scores from tonight.
All right, let's go to the telephones and bring in John Marcus Duncan, who was on the field level for Jackson Prep and PCS. And John Marcus, it was a lot of footballs being thrown by Paxton Thompson tonight.
Yeah, I thought Paxton really set the tone early. You know, second play of the game, Paxton hits Garner Watkins on a 69-yard pass play. And that really set the tone for the Jackson Prep tonight as they win this one 46-5 over Presbyterian Christian. Paxton threw for 6 touchdowns tonight. I think he set a Jackson Prep record with most touchdowns thrown in a game. Obviously, the offense did their job. Then you look at the other side of the ball. The defense really came to play tonight. One of the players that really stood out for Jackson Prep was Blake Martin. On the defensive side, you know, he gave up 5 points to the field goal, and then we had a snap on a punt that went over the William Laird's head as a punter, and he had to just recover it in the end zone and fall on it, gave up a safety. But after that, you know, the Paxton just kind of had his way, just kind of picking his receivers out. As looked like PCS kind of stayed in man coverage, and it was a looked like post route after post route for Paxton as he just kept finding his receivers. Will Upton had a big game for Jackson Prep tonight. William Laird had a big game tonight. Luke Williams had a big game. And you might look at the stats and say, well, you didn't run the ball that much. Well, you didn't have to. Paxton threw for, I think, a little over 325 yards tonight. And this sets up the next week as Jackson Prep will host a playoff game against Park Lane Academy next week.
Well, it should be a good one. And I'll tell you, you're right. I mean, if you've got to find out what you can do against the opponent, and I think they figured out they could throw against PCS. PCS, they were 7-2, John Marcus, coming into that ballgame.
Yeah, and you know, you look at that team, and you know, one thing that the coaches say, you look at that team and they walk out on the field, they pass the eye test. They had some big guys up front, and you know, they stayed early on, you know, just running the ball, and they were always running to their boundary. And you know, Jackson Prep coaches made some adjustments and really shut down the run. You know, forced PCS into some third and distances and some throwing situations, which kind of took them out of their comfort zone. Had a few picks on the night, and then the defense just came to play tonight. I think, you know, you look back to last week, you know, we Jackson Prep could have come out last night kind of, you know, licking their wounds a little bit after the loss to Hartfield last week, kind of had a hang around a little bit, but really put that in the back of their head and said, look, we got to win this game and lock up the third seed for the playoffs. And they did tonight, and I think they've got some great momentum heading into the playoffs next week.
I would agree with you. Thank you, John Marcus Duncan, who is the head soccer coach at Jackson Prep, doing the sidelines this year. Great report. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Rush. I'll take care.
All right. All right. Let's go to Jeff Hager, who is standing by with us. Jeff, good evening, and what all is going on in your world tonight?
Well, a good bit. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. We're good.
Glad to hear that. So, yeah, I guess obviously Ocean Springs, Gulfport was the game of the week, and for good reason. Gulfport could have made things very interesting with a win there at home, but Ocean Springs, my goodness, 28-0 midway through the second quarter and cruised from there to a 46-14 victory. Bray Hubbard had 3 of those touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 through the air in that first half. And, man, so region champs, Ocean Springs, first time since – I believe 2014 that anybody other than Gulfport or D'Iberville has claimed that region. So a little parity there, and Ocean Springs really, really, really looking like the real deal.
And Jeff, let me ask you something. Is this Ocean Springs team a team that's loaded with seniors, or is it a young team?
Well, so they, I believe, brought back 15 seniors this season. Or I'm sorry, they returned 15 starters from last year's team. I can't remember how many seniors offhand, but of those 10 or 15 returning starters, 10 of them are on the offensive side of the ball. And I mean, every week you just see the chemistry that they have together is just so hard to stop.
Well, they are one of the best stories down on the coast this year. Do you got Grace around tonight to talk to us?
She's actually at Wofford, her brother's 21st birthday.
Okay.
So she actually had a rare Friday night off.
Okay.
But I was able to get to Harrison Central D'Iberville as well.
Now is what is the who's the number 2 seed down there? Because it wasn't Harrison Central, was it? West Harrison?
No. So D'Iberville and Harrison Central played. They were both 4-1 in district coming in. So D'Iberville won that 25-14 at home. So I believe everything's already decided. I mean, even before tonight, those 4 teams were the playoff teams. It was just a matter of what order. So now you got Ocean Springs, D'Iberville, Gulfport, Harrison Central in that order, no matter what happens here in the last week of the season. So kind of wrapped up a little early, not not usual, I'm sure, but no real chaos there in the last week for that.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Jeff. What it allows these coaches to do is to play a regular season game at the end of the year and maybe put a bunch of new kids out on the field, see what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you might see that in Ocean Springs. They did lose their top linebacker last week for the rest of the season, Jacob Williams. So hopefully that doesn't come back to bite them, but that'll give somebody else a chance to obviously step up in this last week. And I'm just reading through some text here playing catch up. I do have some Deion Bilbo stats. Van Cleef played at West Harrison tonight, winning 55-28. Bilbo, the state's leading rusher, coming in 33 carries, 347 yards, and 6 touchdowns. This kid is something else.
Good grief. 364 yards. Golly.
Now, 347 and 6 touchdowns. It's ridiculous.
And he's a senior, I take it. I take it he is a senior, right?
He is a senior, and somebody's got to offer this kid. At least as of a few weeks ago, it didn't sound like anybody was on him. I know he's a little small, but my goodness, I mean, the talent, it's there. I mean, you see what Tony Brown's doing over there at PRCC. He had 9 touchdowns this season. I mean, there's a place for somebody like that in college football. So hopefully he finds a home here soon.
I totally agree. All right, talk to me about that second game that you were talking about real quickly.
Are we talking Harrison Central D'Iberville?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. So I got there in the third quarter of that one. So D'Iberville, from what I was told in the first half, they had 3 drives, all 3 of them ending in touchdowns. So what this team does, I mean, when you give them a lead, I mean, that is when they're at their best. And so they're so hard to stop. It's death by 1,000 cuts. 1 of 6 guys can take the handoff. And what's mostly, that wing T offense that Coach Dolan runs. And so it just anybody's guess what you're going to get on defense there. And so they really controlled that first half, 19-0, and held on in the second half. And I didn't see Isaiah Atkins out there. He's one of the state's top receivers for Harrison Central. So I'm not sure what the situation was there. So hopefully he's healthy come playoff time. But yeah, so D'Iberville just kind of start to finish, won that one wire to wire. And, like I said, that region's set. And, a lot of good stuff tonight.
Sounds like it, Jeff. Hey, thanks for making us a part of your Friday night, man. You really give us what's going on down there on the Gulf Coast, and we appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Nice. Hey, absolutely, guys. Appreciate you guys having me. All right. Good show.
All right. All right, let's go. We got a couple of minutes before we up against a break. Let's bring Harold in here and from the Petal Panthers. Good evening, sir. How are you?
How are we doing?
We're doing fine. How about you?
Well, we had a hard one tonight, but I wanted to get you a little update on our standings now. We've got Brandon sitting the top, then Oak Grove, then Pearl. Did y'all get a score on Terry and Meridian tonight, guys?
You know what? I don't think we've seen it yet.
I don't know that we've had a final. I think Terry was ahead of that game in that game, but I don't know that we've gotten a final.
Well, you keep listening here, we'll have it.
If we had a score, I would say that Meridian would be sitting fourth, Warren Central, and then you got Northwest Rankin, Pepple, and Terry. But that will determine next week's game between Meridian and Warren Central should determine your fourth seed as of tonight. But like I said, during the season, these kids have played their heart out. They have just really played their heart out for this ball club.
Well,
with this coach.
The great thing about high school football is a year from now, we'll get to do it again.
You got that right. Let me throw out a real quick thing out to some fine people, too. I want to throw it out to our staff at Federal High School. That is, in Coach our softball coach, Miss Wendy Hogan, Robert Knight, and the superintendent, Mr. Matt Dillon. I just wanted to throw that out to them tonight and wish them a safe trip home. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. It's going to be interesting. Like everybody said, it's going to be something to see how this region stands out. But I'll check in with y'all next Friday on a report from Terry and Peddle.
Thank you, Harold. We appreciate it.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, streamline building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofers. They're more than just roofers. They're a part of your community. George, Harold didn't know what the score was with Meridian, and Dr. Dave somehow, you know, he got
it. Dr. Dave knows everything. I don't know how, but he does.
But he's in North Carolina.
Yeah, well, anyway, late fourth quarter, Meridian is ahead of Terry 28-21. There was an incident that caused a delay in the game. And so that's the reason why the game is not over yet.
I got you.
And it's
Still close, though.
It's almost 11 o'clock, but it's late game. But anyway, Meridian is ahead of Terry, and that's for their, for their district standing. That's an important game.
Absolutely.
How that comes out.
So. Absolutely. Anyway. We got Josh West. Let's bring Josh in. Josh, good evening, sir. Another night at the office for Tri-County? Mm-hmm.
It was, a 50-12 win over Columbia Academy for Tri-County and a game in which, you knew you were going to be heavily favored. But a couple of takeaways from the game, Tri-County had a couple of guys that were not 100%, to say the least, Braden Presley, as well as Hayden Tyre, both playing with torn ACLs.
Ooh.
Go out, brace it up, and play and record tackles and get significant minutes. It was amazing to have your defensive quarterback back on the field making defensive adjustments, essentially defensive audibles, and shifting guys and moving guys around. And, you know, we were diagnosing plays with his leadership, you know, before the snap. And so that was good to see. But then Zach Clark, not 100%, kind of tweaks an ankle again. Thomas Murphy, another starter both ways, he tweaks an ankle for the first time this year. Late in the game, D'Antone, one of our very talented outside linebackers, gets just crushed on an onside kick in a 38-point game. And he rolls up an ankle. We've got to get healthy, and we keep kind of just getting more and more beat up every week, and so that's concerning. And Trace Dearman just continues. Final thought: Trace Dearman continues to shoulder the load. Maybe the most versatile player to ever come through the program this year alone. He's played H-back, running back, quarterback, defensive end, linebacker, and safety.
Good gracious.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable. He has 150 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground tonight, has a 22-yard receiving touchdown, another 4-touchdown week for the second week in a row. So Trace Dearman, hats off. Maybe, again, as we were, you know, debating in the booth, maybe the most versatile player to ever come through Tri-County's program. And that's saying a lot, because there's been some really good two-way players, but maybe the most versatile Tri-County's ever seen.
All right, Josh, thanks so much, man. We got a lot of folks we're trying to get through tonight, but we appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you
absolutely
next week.
Have all a right, good one.
You too, my friend.
All right,
let's go to Sugar Ray Coleman, who called a good one tonight, Ray. And those arrows, you better keep an eye on them.
Back in the postseason, man, they got it done. Like I said, we talked, you know, maybe a month or so ago, and we were talking about this very point. You know, what does it look like as you get down towards the tail end of the season? And they just found a way, man. They found a way now to win 4 consecutive games. And a game-winning field goal by Luke Hopkins, man, showed all the poise and confidence in the world. Was asked by head coach Jud Boswell if he wanted to kick it from 40 yards out, and he said, yes, sir, I do. And, man, when the game is on the line, he kicks a game-winning field goal as time expires.
Good gracious. For a young man to say, I'll kick a 40-yard. Was the wind blowing out there tonight?
We did. We did have a little bit of wind, and it wasn't in his favor to end the game. He was actually kicking into the wind. Mm. So even had, like I said, had that adversity going for him, had literally the hopes and dreams of his team on his back, and Tupelo's for that matter. And just nailed it, man. So, like I said, the Clinton Arrows back in the postseason with at least the 4 seed. But I'll just tell you, man, that team, they'll take it any way they can get it. Let me tell you what these kids have been up against. Their starting quarterback did not play tonight. He tore his meniscus, if I'm not mistaken, last week. So they had their backup running back play quarterback tonight. Their starting center, who's like the captain of that team pretty much, did not play tonight. He's suffering from an injury. So you had a new starter at offense, the offensive line, a new starting quarterback, and throughout all that adversity, these young men found a way to gut it out and get a 3-point win at home.
That is huge. And you know what, Ray? We would not have even been talking about this on Labor Day weekend.
I know. It's crazy, man. They got off to a rough start. And some of that is part of the scheduling, too, right? So
right.
They started off with Starkville and Madison Central, you know, two of the top teams in our region. And then after that, you know, the guys figured out what they needed to work on. And like I said, credit to these coaches and those young men for making the adjustment and seeing what they needed to focus on. And because of it, 4 straight wins in a tough, tough Region 2 6A.
All right. Well, where are you going to be next week?
Murrah. We're playing against Murrah, South Jackson Field on a Thursday night. And after that, we'll see what we're headed for in the postseason.
All right. Well, with the Friday night off next, we will expect an expanded report from you on the playoffs.
We got you covered, man.
Thank you, Ray. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks so much, and congratulations to Jud Boswell and the Clinton Arrows.
Tommy Barnett, J.
Let's go now on the telephone to Tommy Barnett, who covers and is on the broadcast for the JA Raiders. Good evening, Tommy. How are you?
Good evening, Russ. How are you, my friend?
We are doing fine. Tell me about your ball game tonight. You had Park Lane in town.
Yeah, we did. Hosted the Pioneers homecoming festivities tonight on Sheffield Drive. You know, 6A conference game broke out into a Big 12 game. JA comes away victorious 54-33. Defense was optional for both squads tonight. And really, really for J.A., it was the Tate Collins, Marcus Harris, and Dakota Jordan show. Both teams, Russ, combined for right at 850 yards total offense.
Wow.
J.A. has 450. Tate Collins tonight was 14 of 17 for 229 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Also added another 115 on the ground for another two scores. So four scores tonight for Tate. Marcus went over 100 yards and three touchdowns on the ground. And Dakota Jordan, seven catches tonight, 172 yards and two touchdowns.
Wow, that's a big night for that trio. You know, offensively, Tommy, there's never been a question this year, in my opinion, about J.A., but defensively, you know, the question was, could you stop anybody? Obviously, you stopped Park Lane.
Yeah, of course, you know, really defense kind of carried us first part of the year, Russ, and really the last 2 weeks have been probably their two worst games. You know, gave up 26 last week to PCS, 33 tonight to Park Lane. And, of course, you know, we advance next week. We will host PCS at the Brickyard, first round of the playoffs. And if we're victorious in that game, then we will advance to play some team called MRA.
Yeah. They're somewhere in the mix there. But, look, congratulations. That's a good win for J.A. tonight. And, of course, making the playoffs is always good. And, Tommy, we appreciate you keeping us updated on the Raiders, and we'll be keeping an eye on them.
Appreciate you, Russ.
Thank you, Tommy. Tommy Barnett, who's on the
2 minutes for scores.
All right, let's get some scores in. Tommy does the he's on the broadcast there for J.A. We want to get that in there. All right, George, scores.
Okay, we'll give you some 5A scores. Brookhaven over Natchez, 49-20. It was Cleveland Central over New Hope, 20-14. Lake Cormorant beat Columbus, 34-33. George County defeated East Central, 47-29. Gaucher over Pearl River Central, 55-42. Lafayette, 49. Greenville, 8. It was Forest Hill over Jim Hill, 32-26. Picayune shut out Long Beach, 56-0. Provine over Canton, 12-6. South Jones edged Florence, 28-26. Van Cleve over West Harrison, 55-28. A couple of the bigger games of the night. Laurel edged Wayne County, 21-18. Hattiesburg upset West Jones, 20-17. Give you some 6A scores. It was Brandon over Northwest Rankin, 50-48. Starkville over Germantown, 35-7. Oxford edged Grenada, 19-17. D'Iberville, 25. Harrison Central, 14. Madison Central over Murrah, 46-16. Biloxi edged Hancock, 33-29. Oak Grove over Pearl, 36-25. It was Ocean Springs beating Gulfport, 46-14. Warren Central over Peddle, 42-13. Pascagoula, 50. St. Martin, 38. Horn Lake in overtime defeated South Panola, 14-7. And again, as far as we know, Meridian is still ahead of Terry, 28-21, but we still haven't got confirmation of a final of that game.
And what was interesting about that game was that Terry was up 21-6 at the half.
Yeah, and Meridian just stormed back in the second half to take the lead. But we're still waiting to see how that final worked out.
You know, I'm really intrigued with this 6A, the side that Madison Central and that group is in.
Yeah.
It could come down to any of those.
Oh, any one of them could win. Madison Central, Starkville. There's a lot of good teams in that.
All right. Well, we're going to take a timeout as we head to the top of the hour. You're listening and watching to Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Radio. We'll be back.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for